Welcome to the Over 40 Alpha Podcast with your host, Funk Roberts. Funk has co-authored the best-selling book, Rapid Body Makeover. He is a master metabolic trainer, has been interviewed as a fitness expert on NBC, ABC, and CBS affiliates, and has a dedicated following of over 1.5 million people worldwide. With this podcast, Funk is dedicated to helping men in their 40s, 50s, 60s, and beyond to regain their manhood and reach their highest potential through fitness, health, nutrition, mindset, and becoming over 40 alpha men. Join me in welcoming your host, Funk Roberts.
We are live, we are live, we are live, and welcome to the Over 40 Alpha Podcast. This is episode number 97, the first episode of 2023, and I'm your host, Funk Roberts. I'm a former professional athlete turned online fitness coach, and I'm known around the world as a guy who helps men in their late 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, and beyond completely transform their lives through workouts, nutrition, through recovery, a supplementation, a mindset, and of course, helping to naturally increase testosterone while increasing their metabolism. And again, welcome to the Over 40 Alpha Podcast. This is episode number 97, and this podcast is dedicated to you men over 40. You know, I'm 53 years old, and I've gone through a large transformation in my life over you know, the past, I guess, 13 years. I'm not going to get into that. You can look at one of the older podcast episodes for that. But I wanted to create a platform where men who struggle to lose weight, men who struggle to increase testosterone, men who struggle with their manhood, men who struggle to find out what to do in order to improve health, this is a place you can come to, because that's what I'm going to talk about. I'm going to talk about all the things that you can do to help you regain your manhood, because it is getting taken away from us every single day. This toxic masculinity, all of this stuff is not healthy for us, because we are put on this earth to provide, protect, and procreate. And that's what we're here for, to provide for our family, to protect our family, and to procreate, not just procreating about adding children, but also the relationship that we have with our queen, with our wives. And so this podcast is going to help. And that's the mission I'm on. And I run the Over 40 Alpha Brotherhood. There's a brotherhood of over 13,000 men from all over the world. I'm telling you, these guys come from all over the world, all religions, all races, all backgrounds, that have transformed their lives through the Over 40 Alpha program, workouts, nutrition, mindset, recovery, weekly coaching calls, weekly hangouts, support from each other, to literally transform their lives, change their lives, and make the next 40 years the best. And you can do that too, no matter where you are, no matter where you are starting, no matter where you are in your journey, it never stops. Alpha mode is always on. The Over 40 Alpha mode is what we call it. It's always on. No matter what, you're always trying to be better. You're always trying to change old negative habits. You're always striving to improve and learn. This is what we're here for. And so today, we're going to talk about the five mistakes men make. Well, actually six mistakes, but I'm going to dive into the mistakes men make when trying to lose weight. You know, it's the beginning of the year, so everyone's jumping to programs. Everyone's jumping to the gym. Everyone's jumping to try to get back into shape, which is great. I mean, I think that's amazing. But what happens with us older guys is we tend to, now there's no research behind this, but I'm just going by the proof that I have through working with the thousands and thousands of men I've worked with over the past 4 years, that although we start off strong, we always end up falling off. We always end up quitting. We always end up not getting the results we're looking for, because we make these mistakes. We literally make these mistakes. And I made these mistakes when I struggled to lose weight. When I was 215 pounds, a big puffy muscle, I struggled to lose weight. I struggled to build muscle. I struggled with energy, with my libido, with everything. I struggled with I had a big belly. I was getting injured. I didn't know what was going on because at that time, I was actually posting workouts on YouTube. If you go to YouTube, my YouTube workouts from like, I don't know, 13, 14, 15 years ago, you'll see, you know, I think 2007. Sometimes my years are a little bit off, but I believe it was 2000. Maybe it's 2017. No, it can't be 2007. If you go there, you'll see the workouts that I was posting. I was always wearing a tank top, a basketball tank top to hide. I was hiding behind a mask because I was trying to mask my manhood by not showing the things I was struggling with. You know, which was my weight, and which was specifically caused by a hormonal imbalance, but which we're going to get to that. But I wanted to just say, if you're listening to this right now and you're looking for a program, like you're like, you know what, Funk, I need something that's geared towards me, because we can't just use any willy-nilly program out there. We need a program that's based on our needs, based on our hormones, based on metabolism, based on the struggles that we have as we get older, and how we can use a program to help us turn that around and literally reverse whatever we're suffering from, whether it's health, chronic illness, whether it's, you know, can't get rid of the belly fat, build muscle, energy, libido, whatever it is, literally turn that around. You need that help right now. You're listening to this going, you know what, brother, man, I hear you already. I know that you've been there. And so I'm going to listen to you. Then join the Over 40 Alpha Brotherhood. Join the Over 40 Alpha Workout Nutrition Program right now. $1. If you go to over40alpha.com and join for $1 for 30 days, I'm going to guarantee that you lose 7 to 20 pounds in 30 days. Now, if you are coming in only needing to lose 2 or 3 pounds, it's a little bit different. But the guys who come into my program don't come in shredded and ripped. They come in, I don't want to say broken, but broken has different connotations, right? Broken can be, you know, I was broken because I didn't know what workouts to do, or I was broken because I'm pre-diabetic, or I have type 2 diabetes, or I've got high blood pressure, or I've got no sex drive, or my testosterone levels are low. No matter what it is, when you follow a program that's designed for you, it makes things much easier, enjoyable, and unbelievable. The transformation that will happen. So I need to prove it to you, though. First, I can't just tell you to join a program and tell you right off the bat that it's going to work. I know it's going to work. The tens of thousands of men out there know it's going to work. Know it works, and it will work. But go to over40alpha.com. Spend that $1. You can cancel anytime. If you're like, you know what, Funk, this isn't for me. I'm done. Phase one. Phase one's our fat shred phase. You get nutrition. You get literally follow along workout videos. I'm going to work out with you. I'm going to be there. You're going to click play, and the Funkster is going to be there training with you. You're going to get warm-ups. You're going to get stretches. You're going to get weekly coaching calls, weekly Sunday, 10 a.m. on the call in Zoom. Hundreds of guys are on that call. Get your answers, your questions answered in our Ask Funk, in our support group. You get a support group. You get everything you need. You can even use this on a computer, or you can use it on the app, the Funk Fitness Shred app. So literally you have everything you need. No excuse if you're ready. So go to over40alpha.com, spend $1, and let's get to work. And speaking of get to work, like I mentioned before, it is the start of the year, and lots of guys are going back to the gym, trying to find a program that's going to work for them. You know, this is a big time, even for me. Like, you know, January for me is the kickstart of a new year. So for me, my goal, because I always have a goal. There's no maintenance for the Funkster. There's no, oh, I'm in a maintenance mode. I always am striving for something, whether it's strength, whether it's fat loss, whether it's to build muscle, whether it's, more mobility, whether it's a new type of programming, a changing and trying a new type of program, whether it's actually specifically preparing for something specific, like a sport or, you know, I don't know, horseback riding or whatever it is. There's always a goal. There's always something, because I can always get better at any of those things that I mentioned, you know, corrective stuff. So for me right now, I'm in the fat shred phase. I call this my fat shred phase. which is what phase one of the Over 40 Alpha program is called, fat shred, because we try to decrease your body fat percentage as much as possible. But I'm in a fat shred phase right now where I'm trying to get my body fat percentage down and lose weight. I know weight is not the most important thing for me, but that's part of the process, because I know how much, I know what my look is going to be in pretty much the body fat percentage based on weight. But I do track everything, because you got to track everything. So so I'm always doing something, just like you. So, you know, my nutrition, the type of workouts that I'm doing, everything is geared towards shredding fat. And then, you know, I also work for the UFC, so I'll be going to Perth. Big up to Perth, Australia. I'll be doing that card, working on that card. So, you know, we just want to make sure, my wife and I, Angela and I, we want to make sure, because we both work for UFC, we want to make sure that we are, you know, we know that a week working and, you know, the flight and everything else can do a number on the body. So we don't want to put ourselves at more of a deficit than we need to be. Right. So like you, if you're listening to this and you're going to the gym or you're training, I'm training too. I'm doing stuff too, but there's a lot of mistakes you may be making these mistakes. And I want to dive into the mistakes. But before I dive into these mistakes, you have to understand what's happening to your body when you're in your 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s. And if this is one of those years where you're just like, man, I don't know what's going on with my body, but I can't look at myself in the mirror anymore and just let it go. Or I can't, you know, or I just went to the doctors and got really bad news. Unfortunately, I'm suffering from, you know, high cholesterol or blood pressure or, you know, low testosterone or pre-diabetic or obesity or whatever it is, and I can't let this go on because I have to be there for my family. I got to be there for my wife, for my kids, for my grandchildren, for my job, for my work. So I've got to do something. And generally what happens is you just jump into a program that you may see on YouTube, or you may see on the website, or you may pick up an old school muscle and fitness magazine, or your friends may tell you to do something. And a lot of times, unless it's a program designed specifically for your age group, it's wrong. It's not going to be helpful for you at the point that you're at. Let's put it that way. Because first and foremost, you need to understand what's going on with the body. Because once you understand what's going on with the body, then you're going to have aha moments with why I'm not doing this program, why I'm not eating this food, and why I need to change things up. So the first thing that happens is our testosterone levels start to decrease 1% to 2%. Once we hit the age of 30. So testosterone is our number one male hormone. So that's literally everything for us as a male. That's everything. If you want to lose weight, if you want to build muscle, if you need energy, you want libido, if you want to better health, if you want better sleep, if you want to have better drive just as a man, if you want to be stronger, if you want to have less injuries, if you want to have stronger bones, it's our testosterone that we need to be focusing on, getting that up into the 700 plus, for sure, no doubt. 700, I think we have what we call the alpha zone, which is 600 nanograms per deciliter. That's what our KPI is, right? Because, I mean, listen, it's not like, it's a little bit arbitrary, but it's because you could still feel amazing at 500 nanograms per deciliter, but We need to have a point where our guys strive through to. And so many times you'll go and get your testosterone levels checked and they'll be at 250, 200, and you'll be told that, oh, it's pretty normal. But normal is like, I mean, it could be even be less now. It's like 200 to 1,000. Like that's, or 200 to 900. It's like a massive, like, gauge, which makes no sense regardless. Testosterone is our number one male hormone. So don't let people throw the word testosterone as a negative thing. It actually keeps us alive. It actually keeps us going as men. And so our testosterone levels are naturally decreasing 1% to 2% naturally. Plus, that accelerates most of the time because of our lifestyle, stress, the foods that we eat, the foods that we don't eat. You know, the fact that we may not be working out, there's so many factors, and testosterone levels today are the lowest they've been in modern day history for men, and even more for younger guys. But I'm talking about the 40s, 50s, 60s, 70 year olds. And there's a big correlation between suicide and testosterone levels. There's a massive correlation between low testosterone and obesity. And it goes on and on. So we've got to start to think about, how can I naturally increase testosterone? Because by the time I'm 40 or 50 or 60, if you haven't been actively doing something to help this or to thwart it, or sorry, to increase your T levels, it's going to get worse and worse. Second thing is sarcopenia, which is a natural loss of muscle due to aging. So we naturally lose muscle. We naturally lose strength as we get older, men and women. So if we're not attacking this, if we're not dealing with it, if we don't hit workouts, if we're not focusing on building muscle, and I'm not talking about bodybuilding muscle, I'm not talking about big muscle mass. Sarcopenia is what happens is when we don't have muscle, we get weaker, our bones get weaker, our metabolism gets slower. So many different things start to happen. And literally you start getting injured, or you're walking up the stairs, specifically as you get older. Like now I'm talking 60s, 70s, but it starts younger. It starts much younger. So sarcopenia, low testosterone, you know, our metabolism slows down. This is not something that's due to like science, not science-based metabolism slowing down. It's lifestyle-based metabolism slowing down, right? Foods you eat, not working out, all of those things. We need to keep our metabolism going, right? Eating foods that don't support the hormones that we need to get our metabolism going, not doing those things, eating foods or staying away from foods that support that will, you know, that put our body into a starvation mode. So, you know, we're hitting those three things right there, right off the bat. Obviously, you know, because of low testosterone, a lot of guys lose their sex drive. This is a lot of men. A lot of men lose their sex drive at this time. And it's due to erectile dysfunction, low testosterone, and again, the lifestyle that you lead. And so, like I did, because I lost complete sex drive. So I masked myself. I started, you know, going drinking and going after hours and going to strip joints and like just debauchery to try and mask my manhood. Instead, not realizing that my testosterone levels were low and the lifestyle that I was leading was not helping. So a lot of these things start to happen. We start getting injured, right? Our joints start to hurt more, right? And so all of these things start to happen, and we just think, hey, it's supposed to be this way. I'm 40. And believe me, society will want you to think that, oh, this is the way it's supposed to be, but it's not the way it's supposed to be. Believe me, I see it every day. Guys that are literally like completely transforming their lives. They put in the work, and the work works if they work it. So let's go in and dive into some of the mistakes you may be making. Because like I said before, you know, I love the fact that people are really and truly putting a little bit more emphasis on their health at the beginning of the year, because that dies down as the months go on. And then 2024, same thing. January 2024, okay, this is the year. January 2025, no. This is the year I'm going to completely, you know, I'm going to work out, I'm going to eat healthy. January 2026, no. This is the year. And it goes on and on and on. Listen, we've all done it. Whether it's fitness or something else. But it's time to put a stop to it. But it's not your fault, because frankly, there's very little information still after all this time, after all of the, I mean, I'm trying to get out there as much as possible. There's other guys out there that are doing the work, and there's still an overwhelming disconnect to exactly what men over 40, because a lot of times when you look at best workouts for over 40 or best workouts for men over 40 comes up in Google, and you look at this is a cool article. The article, no disrespect, is generally written by women. And women don't know what we feel, unless they're hormonal specialists for men, big up to Dr. Dominique, then they don't know. They're just writing an article based on what they probably read, or based on what they, I don't know. I don't even know what they write the article based on, but it's definitely not for us. Or maybe they're just writing the article based on, okay, well, this is what women do over 40, so we'll just say the same thing for men. So you have to see who, you have to see what you're reading, who the author is, number one. Number two, who's telling you what to do? Because a lot of times you'll go to a gym and you'll hire a personal trainer. The personal trainer is 20 years old, 24 years old, 30 years old, 31 years old, and has no clue what you are dealing with. No clue. They're taking you through the same thing they take their other clients through, because that's all they know. And then, you know, you're just, you look around for different information, and there's just not that information, because it's just not there for us guys. So you have to, you know, sift through all the crap to focus on other guys out there, which, again, thank goodness that, you know, I've been doing this for many years, but, you know, now there's a new crop of, I shouldn't even say new, because it's actually the older fitness guys who've been in the industry for a while who are now 40, and they're flipping the script to helping you guys, right? Which is great. I think it's amazing. The more we can have in the industry of helping each other, men and there are us older, you know, middle-aged men, the better, because everyone has different styles. But in the end, knowing that we got to focus on testosterone, we got to focus on our metabolism, we don't want to get injured, you know, we got to build muscle because we suffer from sarcopenia, you know, we want all the energy and you know, drive that we need. We can't make these mistakes. So let's start quickly go through these mistakes. Mistake number one, following the wrong diets. I call them feminizing diets, because as much as there's testosterone, you also have to know there's many hormones that are our enemies. Two of them, estrogen and cortisol. And I shouldn't say complete enemies, because again, you just listen to what I'm saying. Because the estrogen and cortisol are going to be things that all of a sudden are going to start popping up in everyday, your everyday, feed. It's going to start popping up in some talks that you have with other people, because most of the time you're not aware that you should be listening. Yeah. You should be focusing on this. So estrogen is a female hormone. And although we do need a little bit of estrogen, because that is very important for our sex drive, too much estrogen causes, first, it kills our testosterone levels, plus, and I say kills, but it decreases testosterone levels 100%, because estrogen is a female hormone. Testosterone is a male hormone. We're not supposed to have a ton of estrogen, because that causes also man boobs, causes the moobs. It causes belly fat storage. It causes visceral belly fat, the bad type of belly, the one that kills you, the one around the liver. Amongst other things, you know, just it, and of course you start with more female hormones, you start to take on some of the effects of having too much estrogen and not having testosterone. So that's one thing, but we do need a little bit of it. By God, we do need the good estrogen. We need it. The second thing is cortisol. Cortisol is a stress hormone. And once again, we need cortisol. Like I, my cortisol level right now is probably very high, because I'm focused. I'm conducting a podcast episode here. My brain's got to be going. I'm in like super focus mode. So you know, if I'm in the gym, if I do a workout at home or in the gym, my cortisol levels go up. You know, fight or flight. That's what we hear a lot of, fight or flight in those situations. Cortisol levels rise. You know, you're driving to work, you know, you got to focus. There's a lot of stuff happening. So when we wake up in the morning, cortisol levels are high. So it gets our ass out of bed. So we need cortisol, but too much. It's the chronic, the stuff that happens all that we just never get rid of, because we're on our phones. You know, we're reading the news. We are not taking care of things at home with our relationships. We're not taking care of freaking our bills. We're going to work and we hate the person at work, and we don't take care of that. We have something due, you know, like a project that's due, and then we're not finishing it, and we're stressed out about it. you know, we're stressing about our neighbor who keeps making noise, keeps playing 90s, keeps playing Mobb Deep at, you know, 10 decibel, 10 at the level 10, blasting the bass. I'm not talking about my neighbor. I wish my neighbor did that, but mostly talking about me, probably. The point I'm trying to make is it's always there if we're not dealing with it. And that keeps cortisol high. And cortisol also leads to chronic health issues, leads to stroke, leads to body fat, storage, kills your muscles, kills testosterone, so many different things that those two we need to really focus on. We gotta think about T levels, and we also gotta think about these two. I'm gonna give you the lowest hanging fruit. There's so many other hormones, but the first again is diets, nutrition, following the wrong nutrition plan, following feminizing diets, diets that don't feed your testosterone and instead hook you up with a lot of estrogenic foods, estrogenic nutrition, even leading an estrogenic lifestyle. But that's for another podcast. The wrong diets, like restrictive diets, no good. Fad diets like South Beach and, you know, paleo and keto and all these fad diets out there, no good. Listen, paleo works for some people, not for us guys in our 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, trying to increase T levels, increase our metabolism, eat balanced plate meals. Keto works for some people, not for us guys as we're getting older. Yeah, maybe you'll lose a bit of weight at the beginning, not sustainable. We're not eating one of the key macronutrients for us to lose weight, to build muscle, to increase our metabolism, to increase our testosterone levels. We're throwing that macronutrient out. Macronutrients are fats, proteins, and fats and carbs. So any of those you know, fad diets, restrictive diets, vegan, vegetarian, those diet plans don't really work for us. And I know the vegan and vegetarian, they always get all upset. But then once the funny thing in our program, this is what happens. Cause again, I'm talking men over 40. I'm not talking women. I'm not talking young guys. I'm talking men over 40. What happens is in my program, obviously there's some people in my program, in the over 40 Alpha, our program, I should say our program, because we collectively have created such a strong community and program. There are people for religious reasons who are vegans or vegetarians, but even then, when I teach them about this, they don't completely stop being a vegan or vegetarian because of the religious reasons, but they, with that understanding, they know, okay, you know, now that I know what's really going on, I can, you know, maybe I can have a little bit of this because in my religion we can actually eat this. So that's different. But I don't know. Every 2 weeks, 3 weeks, someone coming to the program is a vegetarian or a vegan. And I always ask them, why did you? And if you're listening right now, listen, and you are a vegan or vegetarian, you're a man over 40, I want to ask you this question. Why are you a vegan or vegetarian? I ask that question, and then the answer I have got 100% of the time when it's not religion is, oh, well, I had this gut issue, and my wife or someone told me to go vegetarian, and I felt much better. I lost weight, and I felt good, and my gut health was better, or you know, I was suffering from something, and so I chose to go vegan or vegetarian, and you know, I felt much better, blah, 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 blah. It's usually because of something. And so obviously when you go from eating horribly, because that's what the choice was, they weren't eating healthy and then became a vegetarian or vegan. They were actually eating absolutely horrendous. It was the food they were putting into their body. It was the non-exercise they were doing, the lifestyle that they were doing. Obviously, it's going to cause, when you're poisoning your body with crappy foods, it's going to cause all of the issues that they're having. So they go from zero, or whatever it is, all the way to the other side. And so yes, 100%, if you eliminate every other shitty food that you were eating that was causing everything and start eating only plants and whatever else you're eating, Of course you're going to feel different because you're not poisoning yourself with all that shitty food. The problem is it's not sustainable for building muscle. It's not sustainable for increasing testosterone because the biggest issue that I get from these guys will start to tell me, oh, no wonder I've got no energy. No wonder I can't build muscle. No wonder my testosterone levels that I just checked are only at 100. So yes, they feel the effects long term. I mean, I've had guys who've been doing it for 15 years because they didn't know any better. That's all they knew. The short term, they got great results. But as they went on, just their whole metabolism slowed down, their body slowed down. I mean, anyways, I'm not going to dive deep, but I'm not going to go further. But basically, ask yourself why you are there. And if that's the answer, then there's a new way. And that new way, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you the mistake. So following the wrong diets, following diet plans that you hear on specific podcasts because so-and-so is doing it, or following a diet plan that you read about on a website that's mostly for women. Like, you've got to follow a plan that's going to help with your testosterone. It's going to help balance your hormones. It's going to help decrease estrogen. It's going to help increase your metabolism by eating foods that are going to support your thyroid. The thyroid hormone is your metabolism. So you got to eat those foods. You got to eat foods that are going to help boost testosterone. So the nutrition plan, and the most important thing is it's got to be sustainable. It's got to be sustainable. You want to be eating the same way from now till the end of your life, or at least 5 years. Can you do it for 5 years? Can you do keto for 5 years straight? No, because everyone drops off of keto because it's just not sustainable. Can you do these restrictive fat diets long period? No, it's too difficult. You don't want a difficult diet. You want a nutrition lifestyle, which is what you want to implement into your life, which means you want a balanced plate where you have a source of protein because we need protein. Protein's the building blocks of our muscles, our bones, and the metabolic processes that go on in our bodies. So we need protein because we don't get it from an outside source. So protein is extremely important. We need it to build muscle. Remember sarcopenia? We need it for the metabolic process to go through our bodies to keep our bodies healthy. So protein is key. We need a source of protein with every meal. A source of healthy fat. Why? Because healthy fats contain cholesterol, good cholesterol. And that cholesterol is the precursor to testosterone production, which happens in the morning. So if you don't have cholesterol ready to go in those testes, so to set that spark to start testosterone production, guess what? You don't have testosterone production in so many words. We need carbs, complex starchy carbs. Why? Because that's what's going to help us build muscle. That's going to give us energy. That's going to give us brain health. And most importantly, that's what's going to feed our thyroid so we can be more metabolic, because we want to be more metabolic throughout the day. And finally, vegetables and fruits. Why? Because they contain the micronutrients, the vitamins and minerals that are going to keep us healthy, plus help, help with testosterone production, help with lowering estrogen, all of these things. It's not about the macros. It's about the micronutrients that are in the foods that you're eating that are within those groups. The proteins, the starchy complex carbs. Like if you're eating, sweet potato, that's going to have boron, selenium, we've got the healthy fats. We've got the vegetables and fruits and vegetables. So the point I'm trying to make is it's when you're taking away food groups, you're taking away the foods or the macronutrients, you're taking away the important things that our body needs to help maximize our hormones, help balance out our hormones, decrease estrogen, decrease cortisol so we're not so chronic. That's one of the things. Help us burn fat, burn belly fat. You want to burn belly fat? Eat three times a day, balanced plate meal, that's it. And maybe a protein shake because you're gonna build some muscle. And that's it. Stop following feminizing diets, fad diets, looking for that quick fix to lose 10 pounds, 15 pounds in the first 30 days, because unless you're going to be implementing the Over 40 Alpha Brotherhood program, which 7 to 20 pounds. That's what we see. That's why I say 7 to 20 pounds, because you implement something that's going to include balanced plate meals. But you don't have to use that program. Just now that you know and understand, oh, okay, that's probably why I need to be eating more complex carbs. And you can look at some older podcasts to get some of the best foods to be eating. Let's move on. Next up, workouts. Let's talk about type of workouts, because two of the mistakes men make is, one, going back to the old school workouts they used to do, old school traditional workouts, the gym workouts. I'm talking about new guys trying to lose weight right off the bat. I'm not talking about the seasoned vet who's been in a program for 1 year or a year and a half and is now looking to build muscle, is now looking to add a little bit of mass and wants to add this type of training, bro split, body part training, as a part of a phase or as a part of a goal. I'm talking about you're just making your resolution. All right, I got to get in the shape. I got to get rid of this freaking fat. I got to get rid of, whatever it is. I got to build muscle. I can't live like this. So what do you do? You go to the gym. And again, this is not your fault, because how would you know? How would you know what to do? All you know is what you used to do, which is, okay, today's chest day. I'm going to go in. I'm going to go to the gym. I'm going to look around. Oh, there's a bench. All right, let me just pick up a couple of dumbbells. Let me do some bench presses. Let me do 10 or 12, because I know that was an 8 to 12, because that's, what I've been told to build muscle. And then I'm going to wait for 5-6 minutes because I'm going to be on my phone, because I'm a little bit uncomfortable and out of my zone, because everyone in this place is young and they look like they know what they're doing, but I have no clue what I'm doing. You know what? Let me forget about this bench. Let me just go sit on the machine. That's right. I'm going to sit on this chest press machine. I'm going to sit in the chest press chair and I'm going to start. Yeah, that's it. That's how I'm going to push this. Oh, this is easy, man. This is what I'm talking. Yeah, this is what I need. I need machines. That's what I'm going to do. You have no clue what you're doing. And so chest day, back day, buys and tries, legs, then you keep going. The problem with those old school body part workouts is there's too much volume for someone who's just getting back in the gym at 40, at 50, at 60, at 70. Too much volume. You're not giving your body a chance to recover, because when you're in the gym, when you're working out, you're actually breaking down, tearing muscle fibers. You're actually becoming catabolic. So when I'm doing bicep curls, I'm not, all right, I'm growing my biceps. In fact, I'm tearing muscle fibers so that when what I eat, my sleep, the next day's recovery routine, all of those things are what help my muscles grow, recover, repair, get stronger. So the next time I come in and do a workout, they're ready to take on that challenge. But if you're working out every single day, you're going hard, I'm doing buys today, I'm doing tries, and I'm not even doing a program, I'm just going to the gym because at least I showed up, and I'm going to walk around, and I'm going to sit on these great machines, and maybe I'll pick up a couple of dumbbells and do some curls. No clue how to do the curls, and because I haven't done it in 30 years or 20 years or whatever it is. And again, it's not your fault, because I was there. I've been in the fitness industry for a while, and I kind of know how to train, but I've seen it thousands of times. I've seen it. Been in a gym training and just seeing literal zombies walking around, not having a clue what to do. And again, I'm not ripping into those people, but the whole thing about, well, at least you're at the gym, that doesn't cut it with me. Well, at least you're at the gym. No, you're taking up space in the gym, man. Get the F out of the gym if you don't know what you're doing. You're taking up space. Literally sitting on a bench, on your phone, sitting there while someone's trying to do a metabolic total body workout where they move from one exercise to another and need that bench. Get out. Go home and train. Stop wasting my time. Stop wasting everyone else's time. And stop wasting your time if you don't know what you're doing. It's not, well, at least you showed up to the gym. No, you're doing more damage to your body than you are help. Because what happens? You get bored. And it's like, this sucks, man. This is so boring. I'm just walking around aimlessly. I'm not getting any results. Forget it. And you quit. No, old school workouts at this juncture are not for us. We need total body workouts, right? We need to be hitting the only working out 3 to 4 times a week. That's it. Because the recovery portion of this, which we're going to get to in a second, is very, very key, right? We don't want to overtrain. We don't want to keep piling on workout after workout so our muscles cannot become anabolic. They're still catabolic because today we're doing biceps. Tomorrow we're doing chest, which, you know, or tomorrow we're doing back, which also when you do back, you hit the biceps. So it's double day. Then you're doing chest and so on and so forth. Focus on 3 to 4 total body workouts. Best bang for your buck. Brad Schoenfield showed that. Specifically at our age. Again, I'm not saying that this doesn't work for young cats. I'm not saying also this doesn't work for bodybuilders. My wife used to be a bodybuilder. For us, no. This is not working for us right now. Let's not try to fool ourselves with this, oh, I'm just trying to prime myself to get into a program. No. Do it right from the get-go or you're wasting your time. You're setting yourself up for injuries because that type of volume sets you yourself up for injuries. And then all of a sudden you can't train anymore. Let's talk about mistake number 3, cardio. Chronic catabolic cardio. Jump on the treadmill. Jump on the elliptical. Day in and day out. Get on the bike, the Peloton. Day in and day out. Long bouts of cardio. 45 minutes, 60 minutes. All you're walking, you're running, you're ellipticaling. You're watching TV while you're doing it. You're reading your book while you're doing it. You're just doing something. No, chronic catabolic cardio after 45, 50, 60 minutes, what you're thinking you're doing at a medium or moderate rate is killing you, man. Increasing cortisol, killing your muscle, eating away your muscle because you become catabolic, causing you to hold on to fat, not burn it, because after a while, our bodies are so smart. Like, our bodies know, okay, this is the 70th, this is the 20th time Carl is coming on the elliptical. Carl goes every day. Carl's 20, 30, 45 minutes. Do you think your muscles and your body by the 20th time doing the exact same thing is saying to you, come on, Carl. Come on, brother, man. You ain't doing nothing for us. You're not breaking down muscle fiber. We're used to this. You're not making this harder. The cortisol levels are high. You're putting us into starvation mode. Like, it's not what we need to do. Okay, and you don't know any better because you think, okay, well, cardio. But cardio, long cardio, like I said, increases our cortisol. Remember what cortisol is? Long cardio kills muscle. Remember muscle? Remember that we're already suffering from sarcopenia, so why would we want to be eating away at our muscle? When you first start, do it right. Once again, metabolic training, 20 to 30 minute workouts, metabolic, so you're moving from one exercise to another with little to no rest in between, doing as many reps as possible for time, maybe doing 30 seconds of work, 30 seconds rest, 8 exercises that totally hit the entire body. You can do exercises that are body weight only or use a metabolic resistance training with a dumbbell. Or you can combine them and have body weight and metabolic resistance training. So now you're doing as many reps as possible. You're not getting full rest in between, right? You're at a higher intensity as opposed to just doing this at a low, because you can't go 60 minutes at a high intensity. And if you can at that point, then your body's already adapted and you're not really doing anything for yourself. But when you do these type of workouts, again, proven, it causes what's called excess post-exercise oxygen consumption, which is EPOC, which is the afterburn effect. Because we're doing this workout, metabolic training, total body, 3 to 4 times a week, only 20 or 30 minutes. We don't have a lot of time. So we want to make sure the time that we spend working out is precious, quality. 25-minute workout. High intensity, so trying to do as many reps as possible, not allowing ourselves, putting ourselves in an oxygen deficit, which causes our body to spend 24 to 36 hours trying to get back to homeostasis, which is where you started before. Well, during all of that time, that forces our body to do work, right? Calories, we're burning calories. That's why a lot of the times with the program, and even happens to me still to this day, guys will say, Funk, like, because we have something called Ask Funk, and we also have our coaching calls, and we also now have our Friday hangouts in our Facebook group, private. So people are like, Funk, I think I have a sweating problem. This question's come up so many times. And I'm like, what do you mean? Well, you know, after I do one of your workouts, you know, I'll stretch, I'll shower, I'll eat. And like 3 hours later, I'm still sweating, man. I don't know what it is. I'm like, brother, man, it's because your metabolism. Your metabolism is your body's trying to get back to homeostasis. Your metabolism is continuing to burn. That's great, right? Your resting metabolic rate. That's great. We want that because it's not just what you burn in the workout. Don't get it twisted. Oh, I burned 200 calories. This isn't good enough. No, it's everything throughout the day. So metabolic training. I mean, mistake 2 and 3, doing the wrong type of workouts, like, you know, old school workouts or too much chronic cardio, which you don't do it. Can be fixed with total body workouts 3 to 4 times a week. Let's go. Starting with body weight so that you can learn how to move your body. You can learn how to optimize, you know, squats. How do I do squats properly? How do I do lunges properly? How do I do hinging properly? How do I do push-ups properly? You know, all of these things that you're going to need to master, you know, when you start to add load, dumbbells, etc. So total body workouts. Next up, number 4, is a low-hanging fruit that most guys will not do during this time to maximize their results. Lose weight, burn fat, get rid of that belly fat, is sleep. Not focusing on sleep. 6 to 9 hours sleep a day, that's what you need. I mean, so many studies on the effects that it has on our hormones, testosterone, cortisol, low in cortisol, testosterone, building muscle, because muscle, the optimal time to build muscle, to grow muscle, to repair muscle, to recover is during sleep. You need good, deep sleep in order to get quality testosterone production. Obviously, energy. Obviously, mental mindset. Like, people will tell me that they can get away with this and that, and maybe some people can, 100%. Some people can only get away with 3, 4, 5 hours sleep a day. But at what expense? What does your body look like? What's your blood work look like? What does your testosterone levels look like? How long are you actually going to get away with it? What's your cortisol? Low-hanging fruit, sleep. You can lose weight just by sleeping 6 to 9 hours a day. Literally. Literally. So focus on sleep. Number 5, and again, I'm just giving you the top ones that if you start to change right now, man, night and day, this is going to be the year for you. 2023 is going to be the year that you completely transform your body, completely transform your life, enjoy a new healthy lifestyle, enjoy becoming an over 40 alpha man, enjoy the changes that you're going to make, how people see you, how your family sees you, how your kids look up to you as your role model. This 5th one is mobility, is yoga, is Pilates, is range of motion. It's recovery. Adding recovery and not recovery like saunas and cold therapy. That's great. That's 100%. That's part of the umbrella. But I'm talking about keeping you injury free. Because the last thing you want and the last thing I want for you is for you to get injured because you're not focusing on warming up before your workout. You can optimize that workout, activate, wake up your central nervous system, you know, some mobility, right? So you're moving because we're always here. We're always in a compromised position. Our bodies are always closed. We need to open up because remember I told you, we start to get injured more. Our joints aren't as healthy as we get older, specifically if we haven't done anything. So mobility, warm up, yeah, stretch after. So stretching after helps with delayed onset muscle soreness, but also helps with tightness, right? Like stretching is not going to make you more mobile and more flexible, depending on the type of stretching you do. But if I stretch, if I'm doing a leg workout and I do, a good 10-minute stretch, making sure that my hamstrings are stretched, my quads, my calves, etc. Then the Wednesday work, and the next day I do something else. Then the next time I go to do a workout, I don't have the tightness in my hamstrings or quads or what have you aren't there, because when those things are tight, other parts of your body take over that shouldn't be. The knees, the lower back, all of those things. So continuously doing that after the workout will help, but it's the mobility stuff. It's the yoga that you do on the recovery day, right? Adding all of those things, range of motion, hyperbolic stretching, whatever it is to help make you supple, right? Because we want to decrease chance of injury, because we're going to train like this for the rest of our lives. This isn't like 30 days, 60 days. This is the rest of your life. It is a healthy lifestyle. So that's why I started this whole thing off by telling you that I'm in fat shred phase right now. And when I get back from Perth, Australia, for February, I'll probably still be in fat shred phase. But when March comes, who knows? I don't know when March comes. I don't look that far, because I always have to track and gauge. But as I'm in fat shred phase, you may be thinking, oh, then are you just doing HIIT workouts? Nah, man, because I just, God bless you, Jonathan Chamberg Jonathan Chamberg, first of all, one of the best legendary strength and conditioning coach in the MMA space. George St. Pierre, all of those guys, incredible. I did one of his workouts yesterday. I'm going on a little bit of a tangent, but it makes sense. I did a workout inspired by him. Single dumbbell, very heavy, ladder, 12, 10, 8, 6, 5 exercises. One side, the other side. It was brutal. I'm still in fat shred phase, but I got to build muscle. I've got to challenge my core. I've got to keep that muscle in check, because muscle is denser than fat. And so the more muscle I have, the more metabolic I'm going to be. But that being said, if you have a lot of fat to lose, you can still do, the focus is getting the body fat down, your body fat percentage down. The focus is moving your body in the ways that you're going to be moving your body throughout the day. So making sure that if you have a lot of weight to lose, 100, 200, I've had guys in my program that are 400 pounds, started at 400 pounds. No, not 400 pounds anymore. If you have a lot of weight to lose, then fat shred phase, the very first phase, over 40alpha.com is perfect, because not only are you going to start to implement the lifestyle, nutrition, workouts, mobility, recovery, sleep, mindset, but the movements that you're going to do are going to be movements that you're going to do on an ongoing basis. You're going to train your body to move. You're going to still use dumbbells, but mostly body weight. You're going to change your nutrition so that you're eating the right foods and staying away from the foods that are killing your hormones, killing your testosterone, making you fat, poisoning your body. And you're going to kickstart that metabolism. So by the end of the 30 days, not only are you going to have lost a lot of weight, but your body's going to be like, okay, let's go. Let's go. We are doing great here. We've set the foundation. And it's a program specifically for you. But in general, let's just finish up here. You want to focus on a nutrition plan that gives a nutrition lifestyle that is sustainable, that you're eating about 3 balanced plate meals per day. You don't need snacks, because you're going to have complex carbs, complex starchy carbs. You're going to have fruits and vegetables, or vegetables or fruits, depending on what meal it is. You're going to have healthy fats. You're going to have a protein. And it doesn't matter if it's a smoothie or if it's a meal, all of those things. Every time you look at your plate, you need to be going, okay, there's my healthy fat. There's my protein. There's my starchy carb. And there's my fruits and vegetables. If you can't do that, then you better make sure that you go fill that in. It's not, oh, I'll eat it in my next meal. No, we're We're building habits, healthy lifestyle habits. That's number one, nutrition. Number two, workouts, making sure that you're hitting 3 to 4 workouts every week, total body, metabolic workouts, no longer than 30 minutes, in and out, let's go, working hard, taking advantage of EPOC, taking advantage of growth hormones release, taking advantage of testosterone release, depending on the type of workout you're doing, taking advantage of the afterburn effect. Number three, sleep, focusing on 6 to 9 hours sleep, which means you want to create an atmosphere, create an environment that promotes sleep. Don't bring your phone to your bed. Don't black out your room. Make it nice and cool. Like, what are you going to do to help you sleep better? Last one is mobility. You're going to start embracing yoga, embracing mobility, embracing Pilates, embracing whatever you need to do to help with flexibility, mobility, and decreasing chance of injury. Is it going to be tough? Yes. Yoga's tough if you've never done yoga. Mobility is tough when you're not mobile. But the more you do it and the more mobile you become, the more the better your yoga poses are, the better you are at Pilates, whatever it is, unbelievable transference into your workouts and your everyday. Imagine getting out of bed, your knees don't hurt, your back doesn't hurt, your shoulders don't hurt, your ankles don't hurt. You get out of bed, you're already winning. You already won. You're out of bed and you don't feel anything. Now, you may feel sore from the workout. That's different from chronic pain. Listen, I'm going to end off with this. My brother, listen up. The last thing you want in your 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, even 80s is for you to end up in a hospital bed with your family sitting by your side. Your wife, your kids, your grandchildren, your mother, your father, your whatever. Because you are suffering from some type of chronic illness, a stroke, a heart attack, something that you could have avoided, but you didn't. You continue to eat shitty foods. You continue to not exercise. You continue to not give a shit about your sleep. You continue down the journey of poisoning your body, making it estrogenic, and not giving a shit about you. But what happens is you're in bed while your kids, while your wife, while your family is being drained, not only mentally, not only emotionally, but financially. And you're put on this earth to protect, to provide, to procreate, to be the king of your kingdom. However you want to say it, provide, protect, procreate, provide, protect, whatever you, however it's going to stick in your head. That's why you're here. So if you are not taking care of your health and you throw your family under the bus, now, I'm not talking about something happening because of something that you couldn't, something rare or what have you, but I'm talking about things you could have avoided if you just focused on your health, but you don't give a shit about your health. So you'd rather your family have to take the burden. You're supposed to be the leader. Think about that. You're the one that's supposed to take care of the family. The patriarch, whether you like it or not, as you get older, you will become the patriarch of the family. No matter what, that just comes with age. Take care of your body. Take care of your kingdom. Take care of yourself. Go to over40alpha.com, $1 trial for 30 days. Come train with the Funkster. Come train with thousands of other Over 40 Alpha brothers who love each other every day from all walks of life. Let's go. Get it done. Thank you for being on this podcast, and I'll see you in the next episode. Peace. Hey, it's Funk Roberts here, and thank you so much for listening to this episode of my Over 40 Alpha podcast. Now, before you go, I've got a special gift that I want to give you, and one thing I need to ask you as a member of our podcast family. First, if you haven't already, please claim your free 30-day trial at over40alpha.com. This is a 30-day trial into our Over 40 fitness program that has workouts, nutrition, mindset training, recovery training,
everything you need to help you lose weight, to help you burn belly fat, to help you increase your muscle, and of course, naturally increase your testosterone levels and get you into the best shape of your life. So please go to over40alpha.com and join the thousands of men in their 40s, 50s, 60s getting incredible results on a daily basis. And next, as a member of our Over 40 Alpha podcast family, please, if you know anyone, another guy in their 40s, 50s, 60s who can benefit from listening to this podcast, share it with them. And if you can, please leave a review. It really helps us with the podcast. Thank you so much again. Get it done, and I'll see you next week.
You've been listening to the Over 40 Alpha podcast, hosted by Funk Roberts, former professional athlete turned master metabolic trainer and best-selling author, bringing you the best information to help you get into the best shape and health of your life in your 40s, 50s, 60s, and beyond. Join us for another podcast.